This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. To Indonesia now, a country with one of the highest numbers of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Southeast Asia. This month, it became the first nation in the region to begin receiving coronavirus vaccines. And once China's Sinovac biotech vaccine is given the regulatory green light, frontline workers will be first in line. Then priority goes not to the population's oldest residents, but those between 18 and 59 years old. Dr. Pandu Rino, professor of epidemiology at the University of Indonesia, explains why.
We focus on the younger people because the government trying to push the younger people to go work without afraid to be infected. And also most the younger people is the hidden spreaders in our country. If they got immunized and then they can protect another group.
So the goal is sort of to reach this herd immunity quickly, but actually distributing this vaccine across thousands of islands in Indonesia is a unique challenge on its own. What are some of the challenges that the government faces in just transporting the vaccine?
That's the most challenges to distribute the vaccine, especially if vaccine need colder, like Moderna or Pfizer. It means that they will focus on the big city, and Java and Bali, and because that's the most people in the country, because we realize that this pandemic is urbanized.
So how long do you think it could take to get everyone in Indonesia vaccinated?
We don't need everyone. If we got 90% vaccinated efficacy, we will have some impact. The government said they will target it, should be in 1 year, half of the people in this country to be vaccinated. That's why they have some targeted 50 million every month.
So the government wants to make this vaccine free for all, but what about trust in the vaccine itself? The Indonesian president has said he'll be the first to get vaccinated. Has that boosted confidence in it?
Yeah, because you know the survey said 56% of the respondents agree directly to get vaccinated and around 20% still consider. Another percent will be think about this.
So that's about 76% of the population either planning to be vaccinated or considering it. But it's not just about trust in the vaccine development process, but that the end product also meets religious needs, too. And Indonesia is home to the world's largest Muslim population. So is the manufacturing process a concern in the country since one of the common stabilizers that's used in the vaccine is made from pork?
That's true. That's why the ulama, the Islamic religious leader, because this is emergency situation, still okay even they use pork. The Islamic religious leader already support this idea to be vaccinated because the pandemic is worse than the benefit of the vaccine. They consider vaccine from China, it will be from pork. That's why the Islamic leader sent a team to check the process, how they made the vaccine in China.
And not all the vaccines use this stabilizer, do they?
That's true.
Dr. Pandu Riono, professor of epidemiology at the University of Indonesia. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.